Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Presented by O'Brien's Automotive. Online at O'Brien's.ca.
All right, the first one today is from Patrick, Billy Joel, Piano Man. Such a good song. Patrick hears, and the piano, it sounds like a carnivore.
And the piano sounds like a carnivore.
I don't know what a carnivore sounds like, but if it sounded like a piano, I'd be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. If a T-Rex sounded like a piano, Jurassic Park would be way different.
The actual lyrics, and the piano, it sounds like a carnival.
This next one, it is from Joel. Platinum Blondes doesn't really matter. This might be my new favorite one.
This is weird.
Joel hears, in the background, by the way, it's like the background lyrics. He hears, my mole, followed by seagull noises, followed by my mole once again. Seagull noises.
I like that.
Oh, that's
in brackets,
good.
Seagull noises.
Yeah, the actual lyrics are no, not my mole, and not seagull noises.
It sounds like a seagull.
Oh, it does.
Natalie has the last one here. Steve Winwood, Higher Love. Natalie hears, bring me a Tylenol. Had a rough night there, Steve Winwood?
Probably, yeah.
Sounds like it. And a glass of water and some McDonald's.
And 3 Gatorades, please.
Not the right lyrics. Imagine that. The right lyrics are, bring me a higher love.
That's it. That's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics today. Join us Tuesday at 7:10.
We'll be doing
the exact same thing. Only 3 weeks left until Stacey's gone. And I just,
you're going to miss it.
I'm not.
So we are super pumped about this round of WHL playoffs. Of course, Saskatoon Blades take it on the PA Raiders.
Go, Blades, go!
How pumped are you for this playoff series, Clayton?
On a scale of 1 to 10, solid 28.
Okay.
I have been doing the in-stand announcing for the Blades for the past 4 seasons. And the first 3 seasons, they did not make the playoffs. And it's really tough amping up a crowd that hasn't seen playoff hockey in 6 years.
Yeah.
It's quite tough. So this year they're in the playoffs. They just swept Moose Jaw. I mean, people are psyched about the Blades. My radio buddy in Prince Albert, his name is Andy. He is the in-stand announcer for the PA Raiders. We do the same thing.
You're doppelganger, but opposite.
We started together at the same radio station like 8 years ago. We're good friends.
Aww.
Let's give him a call because we want to do something fun with this series here.
Good morning, Power 99.
Andy Cohen, hello.
How's it going?
Well, I'm good, buddy. I'm good. You excited for the game tonight?
I am absolutely stoked. By the way, the last time we talked, you seem to have had troubles hearing me. Do I sound better this time around?
You're not talking through a garbage can anymore.
I am not.
So game one between the Blades and the Raiders goes down tonight, and we thought we would call you and ask to see if you wanted to put a wager on this series.
Well, I was waiting for this call because I wanted you guys to make the first move.
Okay.
And so I'm glad you did that.
Why were you waiting for us? Why didn't you just step up and be the person to want to bet on this?
He's a gentleman.
Exactly.
I am a gambling degenerate, so yes, that does make sense. I just love gambling, so let's gamble.
Let's gamble.
Andy, what about this?
Okay.
Whoever wins a game in this series...
Like, so a game, like each game?
Yes. So let's say if the Blades beat PA in game one.
Okay.
We get 10 seconds of airtime to say whatever we want on your airwaves. And if the Raiders beat the Blades, you get 10 seconds of airtime to say whatever you want on our airwaves.
Okay. I can do that.
You can do that?
I can do that.
You're thinking up some real evil stuff right now, aren't you?
I have trust issues. I'm worried about you.
You should be worried because I got some fun stuff planned.
Can you promise me after everything is said and done that I'm going to have a job?
No.
I can't promise that.
No, we can't.
Okay, no. Well, that's what makes the bet fun.
Okay, well, I'm going to be washing your car, and you're going to be paying me, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good, buddy.
Sounds
it's a
good
deal.
To me.
It sounds good.
All right, let's shake hands to the phone.
There.
High five. Yes.
I literally just shook hands with our microphone. I look like such an idiot. Thank goodness there was no cameras in here.
I kind of pet it like it was my cat, I guess.
I really wish someone would have walked into the studio as you were doing that. Andy, are you petting your microphone? All right, buddy. I would say good luck, but...
Hey, you know what? I'll be the bigger man here because you're the gambling degenerate. I'm the gentleman. May the best team win. It'll be us.
Gambling degenerates can be gentlemen as well, okay?
Well, prove me wrong, buddy.
I will. Go, Blades, go, bud.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Oh, my God. I want a baby bat to wrap in a blanket and feed fruit to.
Oh.
Look at them. How cute those little faces.
Yeah. But then they get real ugly real quick.
Do they, though?
Oh, yeah. Bats?
Oh, he's trying to fly. He's so cute. Are you kidding me? A soother? Oh, my God. Oh, look, a soother. Look. Okay, that's so cute. Oh, he's got his armpits being scratched. Oh, my God. He's kissing another one.
Oh.
And he's eating a watermelon. If you come up with an ad, I'm going to lose my right now. Seriously.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
We have another situation about somebody doing way over the speed limit. In this case, it's a young jack wagon.
Oh, boy.
Just a youngster.
A youngin'.
16 years old, caught in Martinsville doing double the speed limit in a 60. So, yes, that's 121 kilometers an hour.
Stop breaking the law!
Exactly. In the city. That's very, very, that's higher than highway speed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's right by the old service road by Martinsville, hey? Like the road going by all the businesses there?
I am not good with streets.
I think it
and
is.
Stuff,
and
but...
going 120 on that street is, like, wicked dangerous. There's no shoulder there, like...
Well, and the big thing as well is that he is still considered a novice one driver.
Mm-hmm.
He had two friends along for the ride with him.
Huge no-no.
So he was given a ticket for speeding, obviously, $920, and then had the vehicle impounded, but then he also got a $150 ticket for failing to respect his license conditions.
Oh, yeah. Gotta give those license conditions the respect it deserves.
As much as you want to bring your buddies with you while you break the law,
mm-hmm.
don't.
I gotta say, though, that law, the whole only one person in the car, that law is like Rodney Dangerfield. It gets no respect.
No.
No respect at all. Kids break that law all the time. I always see cars full of teenagers, and it's like, there's no way you're over the age of 16 or 17. There's like 8 people in the car with you. Like, I mean, we all did it back in the day, but now there's a rule against it, so.
And I like how they're only allowed to have, as a novice one driver, only allowed to have one passenger,
mm-hmm.
unless they are immediate family members.
Yeah, of course.
So if it was his buddy and his brother...
Ooh, that's a good question.
You know, it's just, I don't know, it seems like a strange rule because, what, is an immediate family member going to be a better driver than your friend?
Is it like grocery store rules? You can mix and match buddies and family
yeah.
members? I don't know. And how much was the fine again?
$921 for the speeding, $150 for not respecting his license conditions. So just over a grand.
And just over a grand for adults is a big deal.
Yeah.
Just over a grand for a 16-year-old? That may as well be like $1 million right there. So, moral of the story, bud.
Stop breaking the law!
Cineplex,
mm-hmm.
their website crashed because fans were so desperate to get tickets. And this is tickets for, by the way, a 182-minute movie. 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Fun.
Avengers, the superhero movies have a very cult-like following. If you're a huge superhero fan, this is, you know, a big deal for you.
Very big deal.
But since then, what's happened is because of the desperate grab for tickets, the people who were able to get them are now scalping them. They're selling them for way more than they're worth. 2 tickets for a screening on April 28th, which is 2 days after the worldwide release, are going for $9,000.
That's a joke.
$9,000. No, it's for real.
That's so greasy.
I read it on the internet. It's real.
Oh, of course.
$9,000. And I don't get this. Like, if a concert is coming to town, like, let's say I'm trying to think of somebody who would, like, make it legitimate. Elton John, yeah. You know, very big artist. He's coming to town. He's doing a couple shows here. It's probably his, well, it is. It's his last tour. He's calling it quits. Mm-hmm. Paying a bunch of money more than it's worth for that kind of situation where he's never going to tour again, I can understand. But paying $9,000 for two tickets to a movie that is going to be in theaters for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And then you can, I don't know, download it later. You can buy it off of a digital website, what have you. Why would you even think of paying $9,000?
Some people just need to see it first. They can't
wait. That badly?
$9,000? Like, let's say Coronation Street just ends and they come out with a finale movie. Like, that's it. There's going to be a movie for Coronation Street and then it's over.
Okay, first of all, that's ridiculous, but go ahead.
Okay, just let's pretend. Imagination land here, okay? Let's pretend that is the situation. Would you want to go see that movie in the first week?
No.
Yes.
No.
You're lying to yourself right now.
No.
I could not wait for the finale of Coronation Street for months.
Okay, here's a legitimate example. Downton Abbey. It was a series that was like 5-6 seasons. So sad when it ended. It's coming out with a movie. I will not go on opening night. I'm going to wait until the crowds die down and enjoy myself and not be stressed out about getting tickets.
See, I just think that this is the greasiest thing you can do.
It is.
Is buying a ticket and selling it for like $1,000. Like, some people think that's being business savvy. No, it's being business greasy, bud. I think everyone in a relationship has been in this scenario. You go to put on some deodorants and you open the cap and it's got nothing but like plastic.
Ouch.
There's like 1% of the deodorant left and you're like,
Do I scrape it and put it on with my hand?
Exactly. Or do I risk it and hope that the plastic doesn't cut my armpits? By the way, you will always lose that battle. The plastic will always win. And then you start thinking to yourself, well, my significant other has some deodorant. May as well just wear theirs.
Why not?
Do you do that with Sean's deodorant? Like, do you like wearing Sean's deodorant? Do you like the smell?
Or? I have before. He wears Old Spice Sport.
Oh, wow.
Pure Sport. Because he just oozes sport.
Yeah, he must be an athlete.
Yeah.
Only athletes can use deodorant with the scent Sport.
That is true.
Yes.
And it does. It smells fresh and masculine and nice. And I have worn it in a pinch before.
So
and it's strange because you catch a whiff of yourself and you're like, I smell different.
Did anyone notice that you were wearing guy's deodorant?
Like, nobody got that close to be smelling my armpits and being like, hey, you smell like Old Spice.
See, I like getting really close with people. So
all right.
I wore my fiance's deodorant one time and people noticed. Like, guys noticed that because girls' deodorant and guys' deodorant smells a lot different. Girl deodorant is like lavender and flowers and stuff
that,
you know? Guy deodorant is like the avalanche, sport, freshness, you know?
I love
like,
the smell of an avalanche.
Nothing gets me going more than a smell of an avalanche, hey? When it comes to shower gels, too, I have started to use my fiance's shower gels that smell like watermelon and citrus and stuff. And I'm like, I'm an Old Spice guy, you know? And I'm an Irish Spring guy as well. So it's a very distinct smell, a manly smell. So I went from smelling all manly to smelling
all
like
fruity.
Lavender and fruits and stuff like that. Is that fine? Like, is it okay to kind of mix it up like that?
There's nothing that, like, obviously it's marketed towards women.
Yeah,
it's
obviously
marketed towards men, but there's nothing that says you can't. I went through a phase in high school where I wore men's jeans because I thought they fit me better.
No way.
It was brutal.
Why did you think they fit you better?
I don't know.
Like baggy jeans?
Yeah, yeah.
Are we talking like the, like down to your knees kind of jeans or?
Please, come on, as if. But no, they were more relaxed. And I thought I looked cool. It was a phase.
I bet you look pretty cool.
I'm going to say no.
Can I please call your mom and try and find some photos of you in high school? Because I would pay top dollar for a photo of you in guy jeans.